This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Palestinians in the sealed-off Gaza Strip are scrambling to find safety as Israeli strikes demolish entire neighborhoods. Hospitals run low on supplies and a power blackout is expected within hours. This all further deepens the misery of a war sparked by a deadly mass incursion of Hamas militants. Airstrikes smashed entire city blocks to rubble in the tiny coastal enclave and left unknown numbers of bodies buried beneath mounds of debris. The bombardment raged even though militants are holding an estimated 150 people dragged from Israel. Israel has vowed unprecedented retaliation against the Hamas militant group ruling the Palestinian territory after its fighters stormed through the border and gunned down hundreds of Israelis. The war has claimed at least 2,200 lives on both sides. Swedish Defense Minister Pål Jansson said he expects Sweden's bid to join NATO to be ratified as defense ministers of the alliance arrived in Brussels on Wednesday for a two-day meeting focusing on aid to Ukraine and Israel.
Let me be crystal clear. Sweden stands by the Israel's right to defend itself against this horrible act of terrorism. Let me also say that we have to have the bandwidth of handling several crises at the same time. I expect to that the support for Ukraine will continue for as long as it takes. I know other countries are going to make more announcements and commitments as well. So I rest assured we can both handle having a dialogue which we're looking forward with Israel at the same time also sustaining our and increasing our support for Ukraine.
NATO ministers are also set to discuss issues of concern beyond the war in Ukraine, including damage to a subsea gas pipeline and telecom cable linking Finland and Estonia. This is VOA News. Stalemated over a new House speaker, the Republican majority in the United States is scheduled to convene behind closed doors to try to vote on a nominee. But lawmakers say Wednesday's private ballots to replace ousted U.S. Speaker Kevin McCarthy could take a while. The junta that seized power in Niger has demanded that the head of the United Nations diplomatic mission leave the country within 72 hours, according to a note verbale from the West African nation's foreign ministry seen by Reuters on Wednesday. The statement dated October 10th accused the UN of using underhanded maneuvers instigated by France to prevent the full participation of Niger at the UN General Assembly last month and other international meetings. As for the French military ordered out by the junta, Reuters correspondent David Doyle says 1,500 French soldiers began departing Niger on Tuesday.
French military convoys rolled through the outskirts of Niamey on Tuesday, marking the start of their departure from Niger. Pickup trucks and armored personnel carriers laden with French troops left bases in southwest Niger as demanded by the country's junta. Sidi Ali was among residents glad to see the soldiers leave.
If the people of Niger as a whole have decided that a particular force should leave, then that force must leave. And that is the will of the people. And the will of the people must always be respected.
This appears to be the final nail in the coffin of France's military ties with its former colony.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says French forces have also been kicked out of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso. Germany's federal anti-discrimination agency said it would close its account on social media platform X because of increasing intolerance of minorities expressed by users on the site and urged other bodies to follow suit. The rapid spread of misleading claims and doctored images in the aftermath of the deadly rampage by Hamas gunmen in Israel over the weekend has put renewed focus on Elon Musk's platform, which most recently drew the ire of the European Union. Due to a surge in racism, misogyny, anti-Semitism, trans and queer hostility, and other misanthropic content, X is no longer a suitable environment for a public agency, in a statement by the agency's commissioner, Ferder Adaman. You can see news on our website 24 hours a day, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.